CERN is really interesting. It's just, I mean, it's a collaboration of countries. Obviously, no, it's not just one country. It's many European countries funding this thing. That's going to come online next year, and that's going to be the biggest particle. This is the Large Hadron Collider. It's going to be the biggest particle accelerator in the world.
What will it do?
Well, one of the things it's going to do, hopefully, is look for this mysterious Higgs boson, which is one of the linchpins of our understanding of the world at the very small. And it will prove once and for all that there either is a Higgs boson or there isn't. And that's important because it tells us whether we're on the right track to understanding things at the subatomic level. Another thing it's going to do, as a byproduct of its workings, is going to create masses of miniature black holes. And some people have said, well, maybe that's going to be a problem. You don't want black holes, setting black holes loose on the Earth. It probably isn't a problem because these black holes are already being created in the upper atmosphere by collisions with cosmic rays from space. So creating more in the lab isn't going to be much of a problem. They quickly disintegrate. But there are some unknowns. Some people have said it could trigger. You see, it's going to recreate conditions from around the time of the Big Bang, just a split second after the Big Bang. And that puts you in an uncertain position.
That's
some
true.
Some people have speculated that it could even trigger a phase transition in the universe, which would, if it happened, would actually destroy the Earth pretty quickly. And then this wave, this phase transition, would actually spread out from the Earth through the solar system, would actually destroy the universe.
You know, I hadn't heard that. Is this really possible?
Yeah, it's possible because we don't understand that.
Oh,
we don't
my
understand.
God.
And I really think we should do a show on this sometime before the big switch on because it's
let's do that.
You know, this is November 2007 is the big switch on. That's when they start to power the thing up. So it might be our last chance to do a show on it. So it is very, very interesting. I mean, all of the things that could possibly go wrong, of course, the physicists are saying, oh, no, it's not a problem. We don't really know what's going to happen, but we're pretty sure that isn't going to happen. But other scientists and other people aren't quite so sure. So it's a little bit scary. It'd make a great science fiction story, by the way, if somebody wants to get onto that. I just think there's some interesting possibilities there.
Well, I think you're absolutely right on all of that.
I mean, this thing is huge. It's 17 miles in circumference. It's the biggest science experiment on the planet. It's just an amazing. It would be an amazing show that we could.
And they're going to blow us up, or something horrible is going to happen.
Yeah, well, you know, it's either going to tell us the secrets of the universe, or it's going to destroy the universe. One or the other. So, either way,
if it destroys the universe, or if it destroys planet Earth, tell me. The procedure, how this will happen. I mean, what are we going to feel or see if that happens?
Well, you're not going to feel very much because it would happen almost instantaneously. It would cause basically something similar to what happened in the Big Bang. It would be a change in the nature of the universe. You could say it's not actually destroying the universe. It's changing it into some other form, but it would effectively destroy life on Earth.
Oh, my goodness.
And it would happen in a split second, if it did happen.
What kind of mistake could occur in order to create that?
Well, it wouldn't even be a mistake. It would just be the conditions that had been created inside the accelerator. It would just be a natural outcome of the way it worked. But obviously, we're talking about pretty small probability. But the fact is, we don't know. I was listening to one theorist, an English guy who is one of the scientists there, and they were asking him on the radio, what are the chances that this is going to happen? He said, well, pretty small, obviously, but we just really don't know.
Exactly. The fact is, there is a possibility.
Yeah. And obviously, the whole point of this accelerator is to explore realms of physics that we don't understand. So as far as we know, it will be the most energetic place in the universe. Obviously, there could be other aliens that are building bigger accelerators, but as far as we know, it's the most powerful place in the universe, so all sorts of things could happen.
Do you see this being possibly used by military?
Well, I don't know. I mean, at the moment, it's just pure science. It's just free.
Well, that's how it starts, right?
That's how it starts, yeah. I don't know. If something bizarre happened, if it proved to be valuable as a weapon, who knows? Yeah,
It know. Could be the weapon of all weapons, David.
It would be the Planet Buster. That's right. Yeah. But I think I think there's mileage in that for a whole show. I really think it's a fantastic thing, and it's, as I say, a switch on is about a year off, so we've got plenty of time to prepare for it.
But I do too.
I think it's there's good material there.
Reminds me of a movie with Morgan Freeman, and I can't remember the others, but it was on cold fusion.
Oh yeah.
And there was a massive explosion because something went wrong. But
yeah,
you're right. That's a possibility.
I think so, and I know it's a possibility that the triggering the phase transition is a possibility. It's very, very unlikely, but the problem is the outcome of it. It's not just blowing up CERN or Switzerland. It's destroying part of the universe or all of the universe, so it's a big deal, really.